Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses, or maybe you want to get some gear for the upcoming turkey season. Either way, stop in and see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go ask for Chip specifically and tell him that Bobby and I said hi. And y'all say hi to Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Hey, we're good. And before we get into the fishing right now, I want to remind folks, we've been talking about it a bunch here, but I want to remind them again about this raffle going on right now to get to go fishing with you for the full day and bring some friends.
Yep, that's right. Yep, and get a custom rod and a tackle box full of some great tackle, and all to benefit the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Real simple, man. The instructions, if you want to go to my website, are on there. It's real easy. You go to mobilepd.org, make a donation, and then you come back through my website. Make sure you register. Don't just donate and not register. Just come on and register, and it will put you in a drawing. And I got to tell you, we've been doing this for about a week now, and you would not believe the response I'm getting from all over the country.
I
have to look up some of the area codes of the phone numbers, but man, it's like been all over the country. It really, really makes you feel good, man. But hope everybody will, most importantly, make the donation, but definitely get in the drawing with us.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to draw for this next month, and we'll keep reminding folks to get in on this raffle. Now let's talk about what you're doing right now.
Hey, yeah. You know, one other thing, too, before we get into the fish, I understand we have a new member of the 106.5 FM Talk team, man.
That's right. We have a new one to take fishing, baby.
Wow.
Isabella. So Dalton is Dalton's out spending some time with his new daughter.
I heard you mention yesterday it was 6 pounds, 4 ounces. You know, in the fishing business, you know what we call that? That's called a wall hanger.
You know what, though? I bet you, I looked at the picture. I looked at the picture, nowhere. It was probably 5.5. He's saying six.
Yeah, but that's it. That's one of those. No, but they got weight on an official scale. That's a 6'4".
That's true.
What we call a keeper.
That is a keeper. Let's talk about fishing right now. I mean, February, not exactly the best month for fishing on the Gulf Coast, but you're out there. You're getting after it.
Yep, that's right. And, I mean, there's fish to be caught, dude. I mean, we've said it before, you know, you very rarely hear anybody go like, "Woo, I can't wait for that February fishing to come around." But, you know, there's fish to be caught. Redfish is the deal right now, man. I'm trying to catch trout this morning. We've probably caught five, and it's been a lot of cast to catch those five fish. But the red fishing's been really good. If you can get down the marsh, you know, this weekend the weather's going to be pretty good. I mean, and the most important thing, too, and I think it's probably plays into a little bit more with redfish, is, you know, if you keep up with the tides, we got this big mega tide this weekend. And, man, those redfish really start to light up when that water moves in either direction, whether it be coming in or going out, and it's coming in big time this weekend. The other good thing is if you keep up with freshwater levels, you know, Barry, I didn't look at it this morning, but I noticed yesterday it was probably around 5 feet. And
that's right.
Kind of getting around almost summertime levels there. And with that, a lot of the water, like down here at the lower end where I'm at today, has really reacted well. The water's really cleared up. And I think between the warmer weather that we're getting and finally get some of this fresh water out of here, the trout fishing's only going to improve. So I think we got a lot to look forward to. But if I was going this weekend, I think I'd try and scrounge up some kind of natural bait, whether it be fresh cut mullet, shrimp live or fresh dead, or gulp. And get out, if it's too windy to get out on the outside, try any of the little tidal rivers, the creeks, any little nondescript points and shell points and creek mouths and things like that, and spend a few minutes with some of that bait in there, and you're going to get your string stretched. There's plenty of redfish down there to be caught.
And I love it because that is so much fun to do. Remind folks, too, if they want to get a trip booked with you for now or great spring and summer fishing, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of the trip information in the Contact Us tab. You can just get everything set up straight through the website.
And get back after it, and we'll talk next week, and maybe I'll see you out there red fishing this weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Y'all have a great weekend.
Weekend. It is Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go by and get the gear Captain Bobby's using and a whole bunch of other stuff, a store full of stuff, and make sure to tell Chip I said hi when you go. Coming right back. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5. WAVH FM. Daphne Fairhope Mobile.